What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Conquest,
a podcast where we talk about conventions, fandom, and all things pop culture. We're your hosts, Kat
and Trinmo, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, welcome to 2018.
Yeah, like a week late, but Happy New Year. So this is our first episode of the year, which we're excited for. Hopefully our first full year of Conquest, because we started a little late to the game last year. It starts a little, August was our first one, right?
Yeah. August. We've got a full year schedule ahead of us, so I think we can make it.
We did. We just went over it. I think we can. I think we can definitely do a year. but that's kind of what this whole episode is going to be about. Basically, stuff that we're excited about doing throughout the year. Conventions we're going to go to, movies we're going to see, just some of the upcoming episodes we have, and fun stuff we're really just looking forward to this year.
Yeah, coming attractions, if you will.
Coming this year to a Conquest near you.
In a world where Conquest is still every week. These are the upcoming topics for 2018.
That was a really good impression.
Thank you.
I don't know how it's going to sound back, but that's from here, that sounded great. Here. Yeah.
In person, it was spot on.
You guys can take my word for that. So let's kick it off with some stuff that we're pretty excited about this year, being a lot of the cool conventions and events we're going to be going to, because we have a handful of pretty cool stuff coming up.
Yeah, last year we were only, last season on Conquest, we were only able to make it to three conventions, but we've got a whole bevy of them to choose from this year.
Yeah, we have. I'm excited about. Dare I say there's more than we can actually go to.
Yeah.
Because we have the entire year now, which is cool, because I feel like there's always convention seasons for different areas. You don't get a whole lot around here in the winter for obvious reasons.
Yeah, it's mostly fall and summer.
Yeah.
I think, because even spring was kind of sparse when we were looking through.
Yeah, especially when we started, we just kind of missed the ball on a lot of them. But not this year.
No, my friends. We've got some real interesting ones, some run-of-the-mills.
I think the first one we're doing this year, end of February is our first one, is... we've been talking about it for a while, doing a convention like this.
Yeah.
It's Anthro, right? Anthro New England.
Anthro New England, which I am very excited about.
Me too.
Just for the immersion into a culture that neither one of us is familiar with, that's going to be really interesting.
When we were, when we first started, pitching this show kind of to each other, this is one of the things we threw out there, because... you have a friend that is in, for anybody that doesn't know, Anthro New England is, it's a furry convention.
Right.
Yep. And I don't even know a furry, so I know nothing about the culture.
Yeah. And even just from my exposure, this year, not to the culture itself, but knowing someone who would describe themselves as a furry, it's way more complex than I think people...
You were telling me that, and because I thought it was just, I'm going to be honest with you, I only thought it was people that dress up in kind of mascot outfits and had a bunch of sex with each other. That's honestly
what I thought. That might be one facet of it, but they're like every fandom and every culture, there's lots of different levels and lots of different subcultures to a culture. So even just finding out about some of that as a second party, third party, was super interesting, so I'm really curious to go and see what that's all about.
It's definitely piqued my interest to where I'm very excited for it, because it's next month, right? End of next month?
End of next month, yeah.
Yeah, so look out for that one.
Right off the bat, things are getting interesting.
Right. But yeah, so that will be our first kind of big convention of the year.
Yeah,
right?
And we might be going to a smaller indie game one before then.
We have a few of those throughout this year, right?
Throughout this year, yep.
Because we did the, I'm going to say, but it was the Independent Festival of Games.
The Boston Festival of Independent Games, BFIG.
Yeah, BFIG, that's what it was.
That's how I always remember it. I'm like, BFIG-y.
BFIG-y?
BFIG-y.
Sounds like a really bad rap name.
Yep.
But that was one of my favorite times last year, because I've never been to a small, tiny indie convention
like
that.
Yeah, it was really cool to see a small indie convention and see that it's... run and taken just as seriously as a big convention. Yeah. Like, they still put a lot of heart and put a lot of time into it, which is really cool to see.
Yeah, so I'm excited to do a lot of those smaller ones, whether they're the game, because we have a couple gaming ones. I think there's a few smaller, like, Comic-Con type ones. So I'm excited to do those.
Yeah, those would be really, really fun.
I haven't really been to ones like those before, so that's going to be kind of fun, I think.
And it'll be cool, too, for the smaller Comic-Con ones, because you still get some kind of impressive guests that you're just like, I never thought this person would do this festival. Like, when Adam West has done some smaller ones in, like, Wilmington, which local reference is a really small suburban town.
Yeah, you wouldn't think anything would be there and be like, oh, that's Batman.
Yeah, so those are always fun to check out.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to hit a few of those this year, I think. Another big one that we have towards the beginning of the year, was it the beginning of March, end of March?
I think it's the beginning of March.
Beginning of March. PAX East.
Oh, PAX East is April.
April. What am I thinking of in March?
Oh, then? I was thinking in March we have Anime Boston.
Yes, that's okay. I knew I skipped one. Sorry.
Anime Boston's another one that I'm looking forward to, again, because it's not...
I know
a fandom I'm super into.
I know like nothing about anime. I've seen like a handful of episodes of like random shows and stuff, but overall, I know really nothing.
Yeah, I've always been one of those kind of surface level anime people where I watch Sailor Moon.
You already beat me.
I really like Death Note. Not the American Netflix one though. That one was
I'm told
trash.
That movie is horrible.
Oh yeah, it's real bad. But it's always something that I've like kind of liked on the surface, but never, it just is a world that is so huge that I never knew where to start.
It's everywhere. Even if, everybody knows that we're both big comic fans. When you walk into a comic store, a good portion of it's always, manga.
Yeah. And that's just something I never got into, and not because I didn't want to, I just didn't know where to start.
That always, because for those that don't know, it's basically Japanese comic books.
Yep.
I could be very wrong on
that. To boil it down.
Yeah. And there's just so much back history to it that you're like, well, what do I go with?
Yeah, because even I was like, oh, I can just start with Death Note because I'm familiar with that. And it's so expansive that it's just very intimidating. It's like Supernatural. I really want to start that, but there's 13 seasons of it, and I'm just like, that seems like such a task, and I know I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it's such a well worth a task.
The thing about manga too is you read them differently.
It's left to right. Oh, sorry, right to left, right?
Yeah, right to left. So,
it's backwards, basically.
Backwards, yeah. So that would just take some getting used to, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, I
don't want to do it. I just. Just that's to have it, an investment that I need to be ready to make.
I've already learned to read one way. Do I have to do it another? No. For me, I've never disliked anime, but it was just a style of art that I could never really get into. I could always appreciate, like, oh, that looks cool, but I don't think I could watch a show in this style. It was just kind of just never for me. So I'm really excited to go to a convention and really see what it's all about. Because I know I have a bunch of friends that are super into it, and I just never really saw the appeal. So I'm excited to go into something that is all about it.
Yeah, and even like those Studio Ghibli movies, like Howl's Moving Castle and Princess Mononoke and My Neighbor Totoro.
That's the one with the big...
Totoro, sorry, yeah.
Big furry raccoon-looking thing, right?
Yeah, he might be a rabbit. I honestly don't know.
He looks cool.
Yeah, he looks really cool. And people, those are beloved movies.
They're like highly critically acclaimed.
Yeah, and the artwork is beautiful in them, and I've always wanted to check them out. But again, it's like, I don't know where to start with those.
I know Kiki's Delivery Service, is that one?
Yeah.
Yep. And that's been recommended to me many times, but I've just, again, have just never watched it.
Yeah.
So... Look, I'm excited to get into that. I'll probably end up watching some of these big movies like
leading up to that, or
even right after. So that'll be kind of fun, I think.
Yeah, I think the biggest theme I'm seeing in most of what we're doing this year is all about uncharted territory.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because we definitely both have our select fandoms that we are super passionate about and some that we enjoy, but I mean, could kind of go either way, but they're casual. We're going to really kind of dive into some stuff this year that we literally either know nothing about or never even heard of or something. We're just going to dive into stuff that we don't know. I think there'll be probably a few episodes this year where either one of us or both of us have really never seen or done anything with the topic.
Yeah, and those I'm looking forward to.
Me too. I'm excited to have
stretch our hosting muscles.
Right. I'm excited to have a guest on here to really pitch us on, like, why should we care about this sort of?
And what made you a fan of it, and exactly. Why would you recommend being a fan?
Exactly.
Of it?
Yeah. So that's kind of. I think that's going to really kick off with anime, at least for me. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be pretty cool.
You don't think you're going to get into Anthro after Anthro New England?
I mean, we'll see.
You never know. It could awaken something in you, and you're like, this is who I am now.
We'll see. I have always liked squirrels, so no. Who knows? It could be a crazy weekend. Yeah, that'd be something, huh?
I'm looking forward to going back to PAX.
Yeah, that is beginning of April, you said, right?
Beginning of April.
I should know. I bought my ticket. I should already know when this is.
Yeah.
This will be my third year at PAX, I think.
This will only be my second. Knowing now what to expect, it'll be interesting. Because last year, I thought I was going to get to play more than I did. It's more just observing than anything. But, like, that... So I spent probably 5 hours... Not 5 hours, maybe 3 hours, one of the days enthralled in a Street Fighter tournament, and it was one of the best things I've ever
watched. I do remember watching. They had it on the big screen.
that was awesome. Cool. Just seeing someone who's really good at something do their best. Like, I get pulled into those cooking competition shows all the time for that same reason. I'm like, this is a badass chef, and they're cooking really well. This is a badass Street Fighter player, and they're playing really well.
When, this is just for people listening, whenever I come over to record an episode, it's always one of three things on the TV. It is either a cooking show, HGTV, or Teen Titans. That's all that is ever on the TV when Kat is home.
Yeah, I do love me some Teen Titans.
But I really enjoy PAX because I used to be super into video games. I used to play them all the time. Now, not so much. I'll play one. I think the last one I really, really played through was the Arkham series.
Yeah, those are great.
And I've always been a big Halo fan. But I don't really play a whole lot of video games anymore. So going through and like testing out some of the new ones. I think the last game I actually really played, Jared and DJ, who we just had on, made me play the Friday the 13th game, and I hated every second of it.
That game is so well done, though.
It was a cool game, but it was, my palms were so sweaty. It was horrible.
Did you eat your mom's spaghetti?
Oh, I was waiting for it. Nice.
One of the games that I got to play last year that I fell in love with was Hob.
I don't think I played that.
It reminded me a lot of the old school PlayStation games like Crash and Spyro and Jack and Daxter, like that of 3D platformer. And it was still in the beginning phases, so there was only two levels that you can play. And that was a year and a half ago about. Less than a year ago. I have no concept of time right now.
For those listening, Kat's a little under the weather.
I'm riding the DayQuil wave right now.
Yeah.
But I just got an email a month ago that the game is finally finished. So,
oh, cool.
But it was like gorgeous, one of those just really cool adventure games. So I'm looking forward to finding little gems like that you can kind of follow the progress of. Yeah. Because I love that about Comic-Cons too, where you find a new author or an artist that you like and you start to follow their work
and watch them build up there.
Yeah, so it's really cool. So I'm looking forward to that.
That actually happened to me last year. By far the highlight game-wise, it was a small indie game called Ultimate Chicken Horse. It finally went on PlayStation and Xbox like a couple weeks ago. If any of you haven't and looking for a super fun party game, you literally pick a small, tiny little animal character, and it's an obstacle course that you build with people. So everybody puts an obstacle in, and the object is just get to the other side. And it sounds so basic, but there's like crazy, crazy traps and stuff that people put in, and it is honestly so much fun.
Is it a chicken With a horse head or a horse
no.
with a chicken head?
The characters are tiny little animals. You can be a chicken, a horse, there's a raccoon, a lizard. I think there's like a sheep. There's like a handful of different little animals. And
that sounds fun.
Just happens to be called Ultimate Chicken Horse. But it was, I remember I was walking with a couple of my friends. We saw it like, oh, it looks really cool. We ended up waiting like a half hour just watching people play. And then we played and absolutely loved it.
That sounds really cool.
So I recommend that. If you're looking for a fun party game, go download it. It's on Xbox and PlayStation now. And they definitely deserve the plug because it was a great game. Ultimate nice. Chicken Horse. Look for it now.
To add it to our roster of game night games. Yeah. Party games.
The tabletop at PAX is what really draws me in now.
Yeah, those are cool.
Whether it's the indie ones or some of the bigger name companies that go, they have a whole section where you just give them their card. They give you a game. You sit down and play the game, like test it out. This is super fun. You give it back to them and kind of hang out and just play a game randomly.
That's pretty sweet.
I like that.
I like seeing the section too where they have the tables blocked off where you can play your own tabletop games.
Yes.
So you could go to PAX, buy a tabletop game, and then go play it immediately with the people that you're with, which mm-hmm. is cool because you're fully immersed in that gaming environment, which I think is going to make it so much more exciting.
Right.
And then if you have any questions, you can just go right back to the booth and be like, hey, we can't figure out this mechanic of this game.
What is this rule, sir? Yeah. Which I feel like happens a lot more often than...
Yeah. Because everybody has different interpretations of the rules sometimes, and you're just like, we'll go with this one.
I pass go. I get the 200. I'm pretty sure. I don't get four. Things get a little crazy when people don't know the rules. So those are three of the bigger ones we're hitting earlier this year, right?
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to the cosplay, especially at Anime Boston and PAX.
Me too.
Because those, like, people go all out, even more so than at Comic-Cons, I think, because... Just the characters are so elaborate that is
one thing that I've always enjoyed about anime is even at Comic-Cons and stuff where you see people dress up as mm-hmm. an anime character. I never know who or what they're from, but it is always so well done.
Yep. And there's always so much dedication, especially at PAX. Like last year I saw a bunch of League of Legends cosplay. And they had some crazy props, and like that's a dedication. If you're gonna carry around a giant basketball hoop with you all day, good for you. I couldn't do it, but looks great.
Right. That's half the reason I don't do cosplays. I always like to go for comfort mm-hmm. in anything. But yeah, some people go all out and it is amazing to see. That's actually one of my favorite things about conventions in general.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoy. So those are some of the earlier ones we're hitting. Throughout the year, we do have a handful of Comic-Cons we're going to hit.
Yep.
I mean, we are in the Northeast, so we are going to hit Boston Comic-Con, Rhode Island Comic-Con again that we've covered. We're going to hit some of the other ones that we missed up in the area. I think we're going to try and do...
PortCon. Portland, Maine.
We had that written down in our schedule, and every time I just glanced by it, I just always thought it said porta potty. And I'm like, what is this? Why is this on our thing?
There probably is like a trade show for porta potties, though.
Oh, there must be.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go to it, but I'm sure it exists.
I feel like they'd be like super deluxe ones, though. Almost like literally a portable like house that is just one big bathroom.
Well, like the ones at King Richard's Fair, where it's just like a trailer full of bathrooms.
Only nicer.
Yeah.
Those weren't the nicest bathrooms.
No. Well, we also went on a day where the water wasn't working, so that's a bit sketch.
Yeah, that was actually my first experience with that. So that good point. Well said.
And Kineticon, which I think is just a fun one to say.
Yeah.
Try to say that one three times fast.
I know. I will fuck it up. That one is, I think it's either at Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun, so... That's
good use of space.
That's two of my favorite things right there, Comic-Con and gambling.
Yeah. If anyone knows you, you are like a total poker shark.
I don't like to drink or smoke, but man, do I like to gamble. Say it right now. I enjoy it. So that will definitely be a fun one. And I think the big one we're going to try and do this year, not guaranteed just because of how quick tickets sell out and schedule wise, but we are gonna try and do New York Comic Con because I know you've never been, right?
I've never been, but I would love to go.
I went about 4 or 5 years straight, and I loved it. It's been like my favorite con. I haven't been since I think my last one was 2014, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard it's rivaled like San Diego in the numbers, really? Like number wise. So that is a little intimidating just because we're talking like 130, 140,000 people, which is insane.
But those ones, I feel like because there's so many big name celebrities and they're expecting that capacity, that they're pretty well organized.
In the past when I have gone, like the numbers haven't been that big, but they have been like over 100,000 or so. Mm-hmm. And usually it is pretty good because they do it at the, I always say it wrong, I'm pretty sure it's the Javits Center.
Okay.
Is very well spaced out. Like they have Artist Alley in its own separate wing. The show floor is up top. Everything below is all like where the autographs are and stuff. So they have it.
Cool.
At least that's how it used to be. I'm assuming it's relatively the same.
It looks similar from like Instagram stories. Yeah. Things I've seen.
But I've always just had a blast because that is one where a lot of people travel to. So then you go out to all the bars in there and they're throwing different after parties and stuff like that. And it's just a blast. That so I really do hope we get to go to that one this year.
Yeah, and that would be like the crowning. And that one's towards the end of the year, too.
Yeah, so it's usually October or so.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun. That'd be a fun way. Yeah. So that's a big one we're aiming for, hopefully.
Yeah. And we can do some coverage in San Diego, even though we won't be there. But
yeah, one of these days, one of these years, I would love to go to San Diego. I mean, I know if I ever went, I would just be in line for 72 hours straight.
That's when I feel like you got to get a VIP pass for.
Yeah. Which next time I go to Star Wars Celebration, my lesson learned from this past year, I will be doing that and not waiting in line for my entire day. Yeah. but that's next year. I'll be hitting Celebration next year when it comes back. But yeah, those are some of the big cons we're pretty excited for, especially some of the smaller indie ones that we're going to go through throughout the year, which will be fun. Those are just some of the, there are a few more we have, but those are the kind of the ones we're super excited for.
Main tent poles.
Yeah, the big ones.
If you will, yeah.
So then if you listen to this podcast before, you know we also like movies.
We love movies. Oh, yeah. Conquest.
We cover quite a few, and 2018 is going to be no exception.
Yeah, there's quite a few big deal movies coming out this year.
Yeah, we'll kick it off with some of the big ones. I think probably the biggest movie this year will be Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, even just literally biggest movie with the cast size and budget and paycheck.
Yeah, it's literally the biggest of the year. Best way to put it.
I think that's a good way to cap off their 10th anniversary.
Right, yeah, that's because this is started in 2008 with Iron Man. Now it's 10 years, which I feel like we'll probably end up doing just a 10-year Marvel in general.
Yeah, MCU retrospective.
Would love to. Mm-hmm. We'll cut it down, but I could go on for hours about that.
I'm really excited for Black Panther next month. That movie looks so cool. I am so excited for it.
That first trailer with was Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
It's so well done, and it got me so excited. I was excited for it before, but that trailer just put me over the limit.
Just amps you up.
Can't wait.
And since it's the last movie before Infinity War, I feel like some serious shit's going to go down.
Right. We're going to have quite the stinger in that.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
But then Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is the other MCU, which I love the first Ant-Man, so I'm actually really excited for it.
Yeah, me too. I think it was a really pleasant surprise. People were ready to shit all over it.
Yeah.
And it's great. It is one of their best examples of being totally different but still fitting in that universe so well.
Yeah, that's why. So I'm pretty excited for that. Honestly, I know we haven't seen any footage, but it might be even a little bit more than Black Panther at this point just because I love the character so much. But
yeah,
we'll see. But those are three of the big, those are actually the only MCU movies coming out this year. So we'll definitely be covering those big ones because we love them anyway.
Yeah.
But the other big kind of franchise movie this year, at least for me, you too, for us, would be the Han Solo movie, which I'm worried.
Yeah.
Definitely worried about it.
I learned my lesson with Last Jedi. I'm going to expect literally nothing from this movie.
That's how I go into all these big ones. You have to.
Especially because I've read that they're already preparing for it to be garbage.
Just there's been so much behind the scenes like drama with this where Lord and Miller, the directors, were fired.
Yeah.
There was issues with the script and there's just been so many production issues with this movie. And then the fact that they were supposed to show a trailer a while ago, then because of the firing, it didn't happen. Now we're 5 months out, we've seen no footage because they wanted to wait till after Last Jedi, and to where the Last Jedi had such a
Diverse
reaction from fans that, like, if Last Jedi had opened huge and everybody had loved it and, like, it was the greatest movie but like Star Wars of all time, Han Solo could be like, all right, not the best, it's all right. But now if this movie doesn't do good, we're gonna see what happens
for
Star Wars, which as a Star Wars fanboy, I'm a little nervous about.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about it, but I love a good underdog story. So
me too.
Part of me is hoping that it's going to open and everybody's going to be like, man, that was wonderful.
Right.
I loved it.
God, I hope so.
I'm expecting the worst, hoping for the best with this.
That's a good way to put it.
But I almost would like, and I feel like we're on the brink of an Obi-Wan announcement.
It's
any moment.
It's basically all but confirmed, I think, from Lucasfilm and Disney. That will definitely be the next spin-off movie they do, I think.
Yeah, but I almost would want a spin-off movie kind of like, a little bit like Rogue One, where it's not a character I'm already familiar with.
Brand new stuff, kind of.
Brand new stuff that expands the universe and doesn't really change my opinion or view of a character that I already know and love. Because Han Solo is one of my favorites.
I would say, which has already been a huge criticism of this movie already, and it's not even out yet.
And I feel like it's going to be really tough to capture that same magic. And and this is kind of the thing with Hayden Christensen's Anakin to Darth Vader. Like, how did that Han Solo become my Han Solo?
Yep.
So that'll be interesting.
It's got a lot going against it, but I really hope it does. I mean, I enjoy Ron Howard, and I think I can't wait to see Donald Glover as Lando.
Yeah.
I really hope he knocks out of the... I really hope it just crushes and does well. But I'm going to keep going on about this, so we got to move on to the next one.
The next one, which taps right into the spinal tap of this show, I think. Ready Player One. That's digging right into...
pop culture.
Everything pop culture.
I haven't read the book. I've had friends who read it and told me, it's been described as the holy grail of pop culture.
Yeah.
Which just sounds awesome. But have you seen the trailers look pretty cool, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just chock full of different things from pop culture, all stuff that we, both of us love, definitely.
Yeah, I do worry a little bit that it's going to bank too much on nostalgia.
Nostalgia and the CGI, like, heaviness with it, too.
But the story is so cool.
Have you read the book?
I have started the book. It's one of those ones where I started it and then got sidetracked and restarted it and got sidetracked. And not because it's not well written or the story itself isn't interesting. It just, like, I haven't been able to finish it.
But yeah, the book is supposedly amazing.
Yeah, but even just like the idea of it and the story is just like really cool and interesting and original. So even though it's banking a lot on pop culture references, the skeleton of it is pretty unique.
It's good. The guts of the story is good.
Yeah, so I'm really interested to see how it's going to translate.
Me too. I'm all for it. I'm excited for it. Comes out a little after my birthday too, so that's always a nice little like fun way to celebrate, kind of.
Yeah, well, Tim and I have a tradition for Valentine's Day. It's very romantic, where we will go out and get Japanese food and then see whatever action movie is out at that time.
Sounds awesome.
So Black Panther will probably be the Valentine's movie this
year. It comes out like 2 days after, I think.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's like the 16th or something, so we'll probably wait till that weekend.
Be honest, has Deadpool and John Wick been one of them in the past?
Yes, and yes,
nice.
Kingsman was the other one.
Okay,
I think it started with Die Hard 5.
Not the best one to start with, but cool.
That's like the tradition.
Where
it
came with, That's pretty cool,
though. So then we just decided this was great. We're going to do this every year.
That's awesome.
So that's our Valentine's tradition.
That I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Can't wait for a Valentine's Day episode now. okay, so just kind of keep going through some of these bigger movies that we're doing. The DCEU, which not everybody was thrilled with this year. I mean, Wonder Woman kind of crushed. Justice League was kind of meh. But they do have Aquaman this December. I don't know why I said that so weird, but this December. Which I think it took like Star Wars spot, didn't it, when they vacated December?
Yeah.
Which a bonehead move in my opinion, but it's from James Wan, which gets me pretty intrigued. I'm not a huge horror fan, but I've heard what he's done with the genre.
Yeah, he's a very visual director, and I think with Aquaman, a lot of it is going to rest on the shoulders of the visual effects and what they can do with it. So I think that's a good choice there.
I'm expecting to see some cool underwater battles.
Yeah, we'll probably get some cool underwater battles. I have no expectations for this.
Zero expectations going into this.
Didn't really do an... I think it was a misstep for them to not play up Aquaman more than they did in the Justice League movie, considering he's the first solo one out of the gate following that.
I had zero expectations going into the Justice League, and I think that's why I liked it more than a lot of other people. And even then, I was still like, I want this to be more, which I felt like that about just about every DCEU movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I will see this movie, but I'm not, it's definitely not on my like top 10 most anticipated or anything this year, but it is of like the big pop culture flagpoles. It is the only big one from DC this year.
And they have done a really good job with their casting, which is one thing I can say for the DCEU.
I did really enjoy him in Jason Momoa in Justice League as him.
He's very charismatic. You are instantly pulled into whatever he's doing, and the same can be said of Gal Gadot and Henry Cavill. Yeah. They do a really good job with their casting.
It is their best.
So I'm hoping that his charisma will be enough to carry the charisma and visually
get it
will
through.
Be enough to get it through.
Yeah. I hope so. But also in December, actually throughout this year, some big releases from Disney.
Yeah, who you can always count on for an absolute golden
movie. And granted, experience. I know Marvel and Star Wars are technically Disney, but we're talking actual Disney movies.
Disney.
They have, I think it's December as well. They have it's like a prequel to Mary Poppins, right? Is it a prequel or a sequel?
I actually don't know.
I think it's a prequel.
But I love Emily Blunt. She is wonderful in everything. So
she is a great actress.
I would watch her read a phone book for 4 hours, and I bet it would be delightful. So I'm really excited to see what she's going to do with Mary Poppins.
And it's Lin-Manuel Miranda. Mm-hmm. I just fucked up his name big time. But
no, I think you're close. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah. He is like the new Bert in this one, kind of.
Yeah, and I think he's collaborating a lot on the music.
Which gets me very excited. Yes. For you Hamilton fans out there. So that's
and cool. Moana fans.
And Moana, and actually did Force Awakens, the new Cantina song, too. Mm. He's got his hands all over the place now. And I'm not complaining because he's very talented.
He is.
But I think the biggest Disney movie I'm looking forward to this year is Incredibles 2.
Yes, I'm so excited. Well, because I didn't even think we were going to get that.
First one came out in 2003, I think.
Yeah, a very long time ago.
Yeah.
And they made so many sequels for movies that came out after that I thought we just...
Right. We got two car sequels, but we couldn't get an incredible sequel.
Exactly. But they were saving it up. We've only gotten a teaser so far, but it looks adorable.
Yeah, it looks like it takes place very shortly after the first one.
Yeah,
because
Jack's still a baby. Yeah. So I'm very excited for that. I love Pixar movies. I mean, who doesn't, though? That's not a very original opinion to bring to the table. Everybody loves Pixar movies.
But it's true, so it's okay.
Yeah, everybody loves Pixar movies. And those are always just a nice holiday thing to look forward to, because I think that comes out in November.
Yeah.
October or November.
Somewhere in the fall.
Around Thanksgiving.
I think, right around there, which is kind of my favorite time for the movies anyway. holiday season.
Because you're always going to go to the movies with, you know, cousins or family, whoever you're getting together with the holidays.
I just go by myself. I just enjoy. I work at a school, so I have a lot of time off anyway. So
that is rub it in, Chinmo.
I will, because it's the one thing about my job I absolutely love. No, I enjoy my job, but the biggest perk of it is the vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
And like this past, I saw Star Wars like 4 times over like the week, which was great.
I know, there's like...
For like a big movie fan for me, like me, you can't beat it.
No, I have a very standard 9-to-5 job, and will always have to wait to record until I get out of my crony work.
I occupy myself. It's fine.
Cool. Yeah, but you would be like, oh, I just saw, you know, Thor for the 4th time. And I was like, oh, cool. I was still working.
I did. Before we did the Thor episode, I was like, well, I got like 3 hours to kill. So, all right.
Just go see a movie. Have you gotten MoviePass? I feel like you should get MoviePass.
I really need to. I just haven't, just because every movie theater I go to is always different. And to be honest with you, I actually enjoy AMC, but very rarely am I at an AMC theater.
I don't think it's AMC exclusive, though. I think you just have to, like, be near a theater.
I think that's, like, the biggest chain, though. I don't think, like, Showcase and stuff is part of that. I could be wrong, but I don't think so, at least.
Yeah, I also don't use it, so I have no idea where any of my information is coming from.
Well backed up.
To be honest.
So those are, like, some of the, like, just handful of the bigger movies that we're excited for. We're definitely... the best thing about the movie season, for me at least, is... The ones that surprise you, like a lot of the indie hits, especially towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I do know there is a big, was it called Meg? Big shark movie with Jason Statham coming out based on the book.
Oh, man, I will watch any Jason Statham movie.
I was going to say, I would watch any shark movie, so
awesome. Put those hands together.
Yeah. I love monster movies, so that really, I'm kind of pumped.
Oh, I think I actually read that book. It might be on my bookshelf.
You have quite the extensive book collection.
I do. So I think I had to read that for an oceanography class in high school.
I'm just going to believe that you have it, because I'm looking at it and I couldn't even begin to guess what shelf it would be on. Oceanography class. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I took an oceanography class in high school. It was pretty dope. For summer reading, I had to read that Meg book, and I had to read Jaws.
Nice.
Which is pretty risque.
Yeah, there's, like, I know in the book, was it Hooper has, like, an affair with Brody's wife and stuff?
Yeah, and they, like, get to business in a public restaurant at, like, lunchtime.
Kinky.
And, yeah, I remember reading it and being, like, really, not traumatized, but just, like, startled that it was on my summer reading list in high school. Yeah, and I remember the first day of my oceanography class, my teacher being like, I am really sorry. I did not read this book before I put it on your list. So that was a surprise to me as well.
I honestly thought it was just about shark eating people. So sorry, kids.
Pretty much. We went on a whale watching field trip. It was great.
I went on one of those, and it was the worst field trip I've ever been on. But long story short, everybody got seasick. Kids were taken out on stretchers. I fell down in the bathroom. It was gross. It's very hard trying to pee with a lot of waves.
Ugh, that sounds terrible.
It was not fun.
And, I mean, we didn't really mark it down on the outline, but there's a lot of TV events that I'm sure we'll get to this year, like Jessica Jones when that comes back.
One I'm super excited for, I think it's in August. I could be wrong with it, but Doctor Who starts its new season.
Yep, Doctor Who.
With its first female doctor, which I cannot wait for. I'm very excited.
Did you watch the Christmas episode yet?
I did. I knew it was going to be a regeneration episode, so I waited till like 2 or 3 days after Christmas, just so I wouldn't be sad on Christmas. But I really enjoyed it. And whenever there is a regeneration episode, there's like a 30-second teaser with the new doctor in the episode. Mm-hmm. And it always leaves off. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? What's going to happen here? So I'm very excited to see where it picks up and how Jodie Whittaker is the new doctor and how she fits in and takes over the role. So I can't wait.
Very cool. I'm excited to delve into that. That's one of those things, kind of like anime, where I know I'll enjoy it. I just
haven't gotten to it.
It's a deep dive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's also, we talked about doing a Black Mirror episode too,
which I am going to start watching very soon. So that will be, I'm going to say, probably be one of our, within the first month or two, or episode wise, I think.
Yeah, this season in particular was pretty
I'm told the Star Trek one's awesome.
Yes, it's so good. I want a spinoff of that episode to be its own series, and that's I want it immediately. It's great.
So that's going to be a big one, I think. But yeah, there'll be a probably handful of whether it's finales or shows starting or just random. TV wise, actually, WrestleMania. We're going to do a big WrestleMania episode.
We are. I'm excited about that.
Me too, because I haven't watched. I've heard like some of the stuff that's happened in more recent years, but I haven't really watched wrestling since the Attitude Era, the late 90s.
Yeah, it's kind of coming back around to that. It still has that family vibe, but they're focusing more on the heels lately, which is always way more interesting than the faces, I think. Everybody loves a good heel. So
that's a bad guy if people aren't sure.
Yeah, so the faces are the good guys. Like John Cena is a face. Everybody knows him.
He's got a handsome face.
Yeah. And the heels are the bad guys, and they're more complex. They're way more interesting. So that'll be a fun one, I think. Have you ever been to a live wrestling?
No, even when I was like super into it when I was younger, I never got to actually go to a live one.
It's a blast. It's so fun.
You've been before, right?
Yeah, I went to Raw last year with my brother and SmackDown, and it was so fun.
That's awesome. I used to watch it like religiously. Every Monday I was watching Raw. Every Thursday I was watching SmackDown. I remember I was never allowed to stay up for all of the pay-per-view, so I got to watch like a half to three quarters, and then I would have to tape the rest of it. So I'd always miss like the main events, and there would always be like the one or two kids at school the next day, be like, oh yeah, and the title, I'm like, I haven't fucking seen it yet, come on. And I'd have to like run home after school and like rewind the tape and play, and that was my like ritual for all the pay-per-views.
There was one SummerSlam in particular that there was the IC Championship, Intercontinental Championship.
Purple belt. I don't know if it still is. It used to be.
I don't know if it's still purple. But it was The Rock versus Triple H back in Attitude Era. And my brother Nicholas and I were like so into the match that when Triple H won, because of course we loved Triple H, we like hugged and high-fived because we were so excited about it. And that like match will always be ingrained in my mind.
I would have been on the opposite side of you. I was like The Rock.
Oh, man.
Still do.
Yeah, well, he's great. Who doesn't like The Rock?
So that's kind of be one of like our, I think I said that would be TV, I guess, technically.
Yeah, but it's a big event.
Yeah.
For sure.
Another event, which actually isn't TV or anything that we're doing, but we're going to be doing the Geek Bowl this year, which we go to trivia roughly every week, like a weekly trivia, pub trivia from Geeks Who Drink. Great company. If you have one around you, I recommend it.
Yeah, they are really fun.
Yeah, and every year they do a big Geek Bowl, but usually it's out west or somewhere not in New England. Mm-hmm. But it's being held in Boston this year, so we bought tickets, and we're excited to see what it's all about.
Yeah, so we'll be recapping that and either coming back glorious victors or with our hats in our hands. We shall see.
And if it's anything like that last round they usually do, it's a good chance it's the latter.
Yeah.
But no, it should be a fun time. That's actually, end of February, so...
Yeah.
That's coming up pretty soon.
That'll be...
Pretty excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Another big thing that we're going to do this year, we kind of did a little bit, I think, once or twice in 2017, but we're going to try and do some of the big milestones, whether it's a movie, a TV show, like some like the big anniversaries, even ones that we have missed from last year that we just really love.
Yeah, there's a few carryovers from last year that we didn't get a chance to fit in just because of our timing, but you know, some of the big anniversaries like Simpsons 30th anniversary, Simpsons.
Firefly had its 15th,
Buffy had its 20th anniversary, Lord of the Rings is 15th this year, but The Hobbit had its 80th anniversary last year.
Yeah, the book, not the movie, I guess. The book,
yeah, the book. Imagine if the movie had its 80th anniversary last year. The animated one, I'm sure, is probably like, I don't know, 30 something years old.
Yeah, probably.
Point.
I feel like it came out in the 60s, 70s, somewhere around there. But then we're also going to do some of like the ones that happened this year. One for me that it's the 25th, right? 25th anniversary of Jurassic Park in June.
And does that co-align with Jurassic World Part 2?
I think pretty close to it. I think Jurassic World, this was it Fallen Kingdom, which, I mean, we'll see. I'm definitely going to see it, but I'm hoping for the best with it again. I think it comes out relatively right around sometime in June. So
we'll probably combine those.
Yeah, that's a little crossover type thing. But Jurassic Park is still one of my all-time favorite movies, so I can't wait for that anniversary.
And some big 10-year anniversaries, Dark Knight, which will be a fun one. If you've listened to us before, you know we love Batman here.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be a fun one to do.
I got some fun stories about that trilogy, too, which I can't wait to get into.
For me personally, Fringe is one of my favorite shows, and it's the 10th anniversary of Fringe this year.
I've only seen the first episode, and I enjoyed it. But again, it's kind of like anime and Doctor Who with you. I just haven't gotten into it.
Yeah.
So
it's only five seasons, though, so that one's not too much of an undertaking.
That's true. I think everything, I'm like, yeah, you got to watch this. You're like, Chimo, this is 13 seasons. I'm like, yeah, but it's worth it. Do it.
And then what else? Oh, Animaniacs. It's the 25th anniversary.
And it's coming back.
And it's coming back for two seasons. Hopefully more than two seasons. Unless it's really bad, then I don't want it.
I hope it's not. I love that show.
I'm sure it'll be good.
I feel like, they're reviving kind of everything from when we were growing up, which it's good and bad depending on the revive.
Yeah, the stuff that needs to be revived or is worth being revived, we'll give a chance.
Yeah.
So Animaniacs is definitely one of them.
Oh, I will. It's going to be on Netflix, right?
Hulu.
Hulu, that's what it was. I will definitely be watching that one.
I don't know if it's this year or not, but Netflix is bringing Sabrina back.
It's supposed to be. I think it's this year. They just cast the girl.
Yeah, it's Kiernan Shipka from. She was on Mad Men. Sally Draper. She's a great actress. I'm really excited to see where they go with that.
I haven't watched it, but it's supposed to be a spinoff of the CW show Riverdale. Yes. So it's going to be set in the same universe, I think.
Yep, they've made reference. So Sabrina lives in Greendale, and they've already made reference to Greendale a few times.
Riverdale.
Yep.
Clever names.
Which Greendale is in Massachusetts, or at least it was in the Melissa Joan Hart one.
Yeah, because of Salem.
Yeah, because they go to Salem for a field trip. So
And not the cat, the city.
Yeah, so that makes me think that Riverdale must be in Massachusetts as well. Or maybe it seems Vermonty. They're super into maple syrup in that show. It's like the big trade in Riverdale is maple syrup.
All right.
There's another anniversary this year.
We had a whole list, and we literally just wrote down a handful of stuff. We're going to be hitting... Oh, another big one, but towards the end of the year, at least where I'm super excited for is... did we already say Lord of the Rings? Towards
the 15th Return of December.
Return of the King, right? Yep. No. That's not 15 years, is it?
Yeah, wow. I just had on the schedule Lord of the Rings.
Might be Fellowship. Year. I'm trying to think of the years. But there's a Lord of the Rings anniversary at the end of this year. And I'm a huge fan of that series. I think it might be I'm going through it now. So we're going to be doing that, I think, towards the end of the year, which will be super fun. Another one we had on here, which neither of us has watched, but I know a lot of people that are super into it. So there's a chance it might be an X-Files.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking of. It's just the 25th anniversary. Right? And they just started the new
11,
season.
Right, yep. Season 11.
I don't know if the horror in it is going to hold up, but just the theme song alone terrifies me.
It is
so
a creepy
theme
song.
Actually scared to watch X-Files.
I remember it was one of those things where I've always wanted to watch it because it's influenced so many shows that I love.
Like Fringe is very
X-Files Supernatural
influenced.
Is a big one. I've watched the majority of the first season and I enjoyed it. There's definitely some like dated effects and stuff like that. You get that whole 90s style. And I feel like I would absolutely love it if I sat down and watched it. Which I feel like I eventually will, hopefully before we do the episode. If not, I'm actually kind of excited for someone to come on and really push me over to be like, no, this is why you have to watch this show. Because it's considered one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a pretty fun one. And, that's honestly just kind of the stuff we had written down.
Yeah, there's lots more little pop culture nooks and crannies.
Yeah, we're going to hit a bunch of stuff that we are... fans of, stuff we've probably never really gotten into or heard of. It's gonna be a lot of little different, like, not a little bad word, a bunch of different things that we have never really experienced for ourselves.
Yeah.
Which will be kind of fun
firsts and revisits and
new experiences,
everything in between.
Yeah.
And this is also where you, the listeners, come in.
Yes.
We would love your feedback on topics that you think would be cool for us to cover. Maybe there's something that you think that we would be really into that you want to recommend, a convention or an event near you that you think we should check out. Anything at all that you think would be worth our time exploring and covering and getting to know, we want to hear about it.
Yes, definitely. I'm always open to new cool stuff. Whether it's a convention, a recommendation on a TV show or a movie or on anything. I am always open to new stuff to give it a shot.
Yeah, any mangas? I'm looking to start them. So if you have any titles out there you want me to check out, any enemies you think we should start with?
You heard it. Cat is open to any of them. Yeah. No, I want to try a bunch of that stuff too. But no, yeah, so if you guys have any suggestions or anything, Kat, where can they tell us about all this stuff?
So you can email us directly at conquestpod@gmail.com. You can also shoot us a message on Facebook at Conquest Podcast is our page. You can also tweet at us or send us a direct message on Instagram. We are Conquest Podcast on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Basically, Conquest Podcasts, you see the logo. That's us.
Yeah.
We look like a big comic power bang symbol. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tim, for the logo. But yeah, so any suggestion like that, please let us know. We're definitely, hopefully, going to be a super fun year doing a bunch of different cool
looking
things.
Forward to it.
I can't wait. So it's going to be fun. And I think that's going to kind of wrap up this episode for us. So
I think so.
Adios, mi amigos.
And remember to be excellent to each other. Pretend you're getting really excited about something.
It's the best! We got really high right there.
Yeah!
Woo! Roller coaster. And down and up.
And one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four.
Exercise the muscles.
Wah, 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 wah.